I'm Rona Tarrant. A judge in Texas has ruled that the Diocese of Brownsville must allow federal officials to survey some of its property for possible construction of a border wall. The action had been blocked by Brownsville Bishop Daniel Flores, who earlier said he could not consent to it because such a structure would limit freedom of the church to exercise its mission. However, U.S. District Court Judge Randy Crane said surveying the land would not constitute a substantial burden for the church and that federal officials could proceed. President Trump has told the National Prayer Breakfast that his administration would defend the right of faith-based adoption agencies to place children in families based on firmly held religious beliefs. Trump said his administration was working to ensure faith-based adoption agencies are able to help vulnerable children while following their deeply held beliefs. Trump alluded to a federal lawsuit in Michigan that challenges a state law protecting child-placing agencies that deny adoption services because of a conflict with the agency's religious beliefs. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York has announced the closure of 7 Catholic schools in the Archdiocese. In a statement, the Cardinal said it was a painful decision to close 2 schools each in Manhattan and the Bronx, and 1 each in the borough of Staten Island, Dutchess County and Sullivan County. He said the children in the schools will be attending other Catholic schools nearby. In a news release, the Archdiocese cited financial and operational issues, as well as problems with school buildings. An official with the Central African Republic's Bishops' Conference has raised doubts about a new government rebel peace deal and urged the international community to give greater backing to the country's legitimate armed forces. Father Joseph Tanga Koti was speaking after the country's president and representatives of 14 armed groups signed a peace deal. He said many Catholics were sceptical about the new accord, which was reached behind closed doors and had not yet been made public. The first lorries with US humanitarian aid for Venezuela have arrived on the Colombian border. The vehicles are currently parked near a bridge which remains blocked by Venezuelan troops. President Nicolas Maduro, who has the support of the army, has rejected letting it into the country. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.